is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Joining us in the studio, as he does every week, is film director, film critic, movie reviewer extraordinaire and friend of the show, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd. Let's give him a big round of applause. Now, Brian, of course, you're on Twitter. Your Twitter's at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. L-L-O-Y-D. Everyone should go online. They should give you a follow. They should be your internet friends. But you also come in with us every week and you tell us everything that's going on in the film world. Because, I mean, you get to, you're the film editor with entertainment.ie, of course, massive website, entertainment.ie. And also, you get to go to all of these press screenings of the films, sometimes well in advance of their actual release.
Yeah.
So you can tell us exactly what we should be seeing, what we should be avoiding, all of that kind of stuff. So, Brian, what did you see for us this week?
I saw Sicario. It's this new film with Emily Blunt, Benicio del Toro, Josh Brolin. If you liked Traffic, if you liked Heat, if you liked Collateral, if you like Narcos, that thing that's on Netflix.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Everyone's raving about
that. Yeah, you're going to love this because it's a real kind of dark, gritty crime thriller.
Tense.
Like, I mean, Jesus Christ, like, you are not going to see a more tense film than this, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's that good. It's brilliant. It's one of the best films I've seen this year. 9.5 out of 10.
Brilliant.
Brian very rarely gives
Brian that. Brian does not give it, as Chris just said, 9.5 out of 10 willy nilly, you know.
Yeah.
So that, this must really be quite the experience. You're saying as well, Oscar buzz.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I would be very.
I would really like to see Emily Blunt winning an Oscar.
I would too, because I tell you what, she's a fantastic actress, and she doesn't get half the credit that she deserves.
I also very much love her husband.
I love her face. I would marry the shit out of her.
She's already married, though.
I know she's married to John Krasinski, and I tell you what, I'd give him, I'd smash in his back doors as well.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. Brian is gender fluid. He's bisexual.
Jim Halpert, like.
Yeah, you know,
he was Jim in the US office, for those that don't know.
So he kind of looked like your brother, didn't he?
Brian!
Okay.
What the
There's elements just, of...
What's up there,
said
eh?
You
what's
do up, that, man?
John Krasinski definitely does look like my brother, yes.
Does so your brother get hit on a lot by women, in fairness?
Yes.
I thought that already.
Mm. Kira, how do you feel about the idea of Brian and your brother dating,
Well, I love Brian.
Yeah.
And I love my brother.
Brian could be your gay brother-in-law.
Wouldn't that
be exciting?
That would actually be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how my brother would feel about that.
Yeah. Kira, is your brother single and willing to date a man called Brian M. Lloyd?
He's single and I'd say willing to date a woman.
Called Brian M. Lloyd.
Is he actually single? Genuinely serious? I thought he was.
Oh my God, Brian! Would you leave my brother alone?
What are you doing, Brian? What are you doing?
No, hang on. I thought in my head that he was married or something.
So creepy.
No,
I'm sorry, God. No, I'm totally kidding about all of this. I'm not. I don't.
This is all just a joke.
Chris, I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah, Brian, you're getting a little weird.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, hang on.
Just calm down over there. You take a moment.
I'm totally kidding.
That's all right. Look, Brian's gotten a little excited. He's firing on all cylinders, but here's what we're going to do. Brian, as well as, of course, reviewing the films for us like you just reviewed there, Sicario, and seeing if Kira's brother is single, you also...
He is.
Well, look, that's a silver lining, isn't it?
At least have you found picture out. Of him?
Kira,
oh my God.
Do you know what he likes to do for fun, Kira? Do you know, like, if there's anything that Brian could woo him with?
He lives in another continent, okay?
Oh, does he really?
Yes, he does.
Could you do long distance? Could you date him over Skype?
I couldn't do long
distance. You'd need the physical connection.
There you go.
I'll tell you something. I would not like my brother in the company of the two of you guys.
What?
That's all I know.
Kira's brother is such a gentleman.
Is
like
he
I
really?
Met him. He's so refined.
Oh,
he's so polite.
God,
he's so like he's so kind. He's so
Brian, it's my brother.
I was trying to be nice to him. I was confident.
Yeah, but like, as in, like, he's like one of these really nice people that has no flaws whatsoever.
Kind of.
Like,
he's very
good
looking. He's very polite.
I'm not really comfortable talking about my brother
on
air
right
now.
Well, let's just stop this, Brian.
So let's just stop this.
While Brian sizes him up. But look, Brian, as well as, of course.
Stay away.
Yeah, you pervert. But as well as that, of course, Brian also gives us a film quiz. Now, Brian, how did we do tonight in the film quiz? How about we go to the start again, and we go right back to what we were doing.
Sure.
So, Brian, you did the complete the film title quiz with us.
Yeah.
So you gave me and Kira 5 questions that we just had to buzz straight in on, and it was to complete the film title. So what was the first film title?
The first one was 500 and...
I said 500 Days of Summer.
Correcto mundo.
Well done, Kira. That's very good.
Do you know what? 200 Days of Summer was in my head, though.
Why?
Not 500. Oh, was it 200 AD? What was the movie? There's so many movies with numbers now. Was there a 300?
There was
a 300, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I think that's what I was getting mixed up. Yeah,
that was the one with Jared Butler.
They're all the nude Viking-y men, whatever, like Greek, yeah.
Don't think they were Vikings, Chris, but anyway.
Hey, look, whatever. I wasn't watching the film for that kind of content. Me and Brian were watching it and just...
We're just hanging out.
No, I'm not even gonna. No,
you know what? For two straight guys, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I really wonder about the both of you.
Hey, look, listen. I just like to hang out with Chris and, you know, work some weights and, you know, chase the pump with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If
is this going to be one of these things that in a couple of years I'll find out the two of you are married or something?
Yes.
I would like to come out now and tell the world. No, Kira, if I want to leave my hand on Brian's lap, That's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
I just, that's just two men.
Look, I know the two of you are very comfortable, and I know there's a beautiful bromance here.
It's two men enjoying each other's company and each mm-hmm. other's bodies, and mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I don't think it makes us gay.
Like, how is that gay if I'm like, you know, hey, Chris, you know, you smell really great today.
Yeah, Kieran.
You know?
I didn't say that at all, but I just wonder about the TV, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, no, look, I agree.
Right, what was the second one?
I'm sorry you're so repressed, Kieran.
Oh, wow.
Does this make you uncomfortable? Does mine and Brian's kind of relationship, do you find something wrong with that, Kieran?
Oh, my God.
Does that make you uncomfortable? I'm sorry our lifestyle offends you.
Did you even vote yes in marriage referendum?
Oh, wow.
In the Marref, Kieran, did you vote yes?
This is great.
Kira, did you vote yes in Marif?
What was the second movie title?
The second movie title was Cinema.
And I said Paradiso.
Correct.
It is the most adorable movie in the whole entire world, Cinema Paradiso.
Jeez, yeah. Kira, you're doing well.
I love Italian movies.
Yeah, they're brilliant. And the
music. I'm sitting at home on a Friday night watching an Italian movie, having a glass of white wine from a Sicilian, you know, valley.
Of course.
And watching...
That sounds like fun.
Italian movies.
After I've watched The Late Late, of course.
Subtitled, of course, my Italian movies. But anyway.
You don't watch them in just pure Italian?
No.
Oh. That subtitling them is quite
unpurist. Can you speak
Italian? A little bit. Anyway,
really?
Right,
look, Brian, what's the third one?
Okay. We're learning so much tonight. It's
this is the weirdest film review ever.
This is so strange.
Really odd. Yeah, this Brian, what's the third one?
Third one was How to Be, and you said...
I said How to Be a Nephew.
Incorrect. It was How to Be a Menace to Society While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
Damn it!
Oh, I thought you knew that.
Sake.
No,
there wasn't a chance I was going to get... That was a ridiculously long-winded title to involve in the movie title quiz.
It was in fairness.
It was my ace in the hole. Yeah. As it were, you know, like I know it was my trump card.
What was the fourth one?
Captain America, the Winter.
I said Solstice.
Close. Soldier.
Oh, I had the SOL part. Fair enough.
You're looking at me like I've got 10 heads, Kieran.
Hey, look.
Yeah, just because I don't think there's any correlation between the solstice and a soldier. The spelling.
Yeah,
okay.
It sounds the same.
Yeah.
Right, fifth one.
The fifth one was.
I can't believe you got this. The Sound of.
Music.
Chris got it. Chris.
Like a Light.
Yeah, it was straight in there.
Me, a lover of musicals since the day I was born. I met Julie Andrews, as I mentioned already.
Yes.
Did I mention that already?
Do we have audio? Twice.
We have the audio of her saying I'm weird, if that's of any good to anybody. Sound of Music, of course, a massively successful film. Julie Andrews, massively successful actress. Here's her calling me awkward and difficult.
Kira kind of dropped you in it.
I agree. Kira just threw me right in there. I like how as well, I think in a way it's very arrogant of Julie Andrews to presume everyone has seen Sound of Music in Mary Poppins.
Chris, that's because everybody has seen Sound of Music.
Is that not a little arrogant of her though, to just presume that everyone else has seen it?
Well, she's like, first off, it's Dame Julie Andrews.
All right, look, whatever.
Okay, you know, respect the title or whatever.
Well, look, how about this? I got 1 out of 5. Kira, you managed to get an impressive, 2 out of 5?
2.
Neither of us doing particularly well, but look, Kira, a win for you, a solid win. Congratulations. You win the film quiz tonight, which was complete the title. Brian... I have no idea what to say to you. This was the oddest film segment we've ever done.
So strange.
But hey, look.
But hey, we're excited about the Oscar buzz around that movie.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Kira trying to normalize up everything again and wrap
great.
It up nicely.
Emily Blunt, Misha Del Toro, watch the space Oscar nominations.
Wow, Kira, you're like...
What age is your brother, Kira?
Yeah, okay.
If Brian was to go out with him, would there be a big age gap?
First of all, my brother is into girls.
Okay.
Secondly, he lives on
I'm into girls too. Like, what's the problem?
He can be into girls together.
Yeah.
He lives on a different continent.
Okay. I'm into girls as well. Why do you say that's like a thing? Like, I'm into girls as well.
Number three. You know, I like to kind of keep my work and private life separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
Brian, if you start dating Kira's sister or brother, it's going to cause all kinds of problems.
Do you have a sister?
No, I don't
have a sister.
Look, Brian.
Do you have any cousins?
Leave my mother alone!
Brian, look, your Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. LLOYD. Everybody should go online. They should give him a follow. It's all very exciting stuff. I have no idea what just happened tonight.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.